North Slope whaling crews are having good success this fall. Barrow whalers have brought in 6 whales so far. 4 were caught on Saturday and 2 more on Sunday. North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta was out today with his crew because the weather was calm. But George Oleman, the assistant to Mayor Itta, says the whales have been landed are good sized.
Yeah, they look pretty good. I know they're in a 30 plus or whatever foot. Or more than at least 26.
Oleman says you can figure about 1 ton per foot of whale, so many residents in Barrow are working long hours to get the meat taken care of for winter use. Pauline Oleman is the administrative manager for the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission. The AEWC sets the quota numbers for each of the 10 member villages. Barrow whaling crews have 22 strikes in the spring and 16 for the fall season. Even if a crew strikes a whale but does not land it, that strike counts and is deducted from their available quota. Pauline says the weather has been nice, so the whaling crews are working hard, and family members cutting up whale meat are also taking advantage of the good weather.
Everybody is busy. Once they catch a whale, they go out, assist all the whalers. We have some snow. Yes, we have been very busy.
She says even though she works days at AEWC, she's busy every evening now putting up the catch for winter.
I cut it up and store it. What I did was I cut up our share and cooked it and, you know, put it away, preparing it, you know, to make other meals. Cooked a whole lot of muktuk, and thank goodness for these Ziploc bags. We cool them off, put them in Ziploc bags, and freeze them and, you know, keep them.
Subsistence whaling helps North Slope Inupiaq stay connected to their culture and tradition, and it also helps them stretch their grocery dollars in an area where a visit to the store can induce sticker shock.
Store-bought food is very expensive. I mean, I sometimes try and just purchase my minimum, you know, staples, what I need, you know, in order to save money for other things. So it is expensive.
Barrow crews are back out today, as are whalers in Koktovik. Crews there have caught 2 whales so far.